Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Honorable members of the CEDAW committee, despite the progress being made, we, GenderCC and WECF, are deeply concerned about a severe lack of ambition and action, funding and policy coherence in core economic and ecological areas of Germany's extraterritorial obligations. Firstly, the German government must live up to its committed leadership responsibility within the Action Coalition on Economic Justice and Rights and must promote generation equality within the Global Acceleration Plan. Secondly, climate impacts are serious threats to women's and BIPOC's human rights as protected under CEDAW. To be in line with the Paris Agreement, Germany must reduce emissions by 70% domestically, yet its current domestic policy, especially in the transport sector, falls far behind. We request the committee to urge Germany to live up to its national laws and international commitments and to provide the new feminist principles as a whole-of-government approach with the necessary resources in the budget and in climate finance. Thirdly, Germany's economic interests, especially the extraction of fossil energy sources like coal, is at the expense of local communities and women. We respectfully request the committee to urge the German government to consistently pursue the phase out of fossil energy and not to shift it to countries of the global south, to ensure Germany's environmental due diligence throughout all extraterritorial projects as stipulated in the UN Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights, and to protect human rights of environmental journalists and human rights defenders, especially of Black, Indigenous, and women of color, wherever Germany might cause or aggravate climate and socioeconomic crisis through resource exploitation. Finally, on behalf of Feminists for a People's Vaccine Campaign, we want to stress that COVID's gendered impact is not over. Intellectual property barriers preventing equitable access to COVID-19 vaccines and treatment are a key cause. We therefore urge Germany to support the promised extension of the 2022 TRIPS decision to therapeutics and diagnostics to facilitate timely access, to withdraw its opposition at WTO and EU, and to be consistent with its feminist foreign policy aspirations and extraterritorial accountability. Thank you.